Arts South Dakota is a statewide arts service and advocacy organization headquartered in Sioux Falls, and they work with artists in our largest cities on reservations and in our smallest towns. And Jim Spears is executive director. He's on an arts road trip this month and joins us from the road in Rapid City. Jim Spears, thanks for being with us in the moment.
Hey, good morning, Kara. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you, too. Tell me a little bit about your tour and some of the cities that you're stopping by.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I am actually sitting outside on a beautiful blue sky Black Hills day right outside the Doll right now talking to you. So we're in Rapid today, Spearfish tomorrow, and this week we've been to Pier, Eagle Butte, and Pine Ridge. And this is only the first half of our tour. This week, we wrap it up in Spearfish, and we have a week off. And then the following week, we go to Aberdeen and Watertown, Yankton, Sioux Falls. So we have nine communities and basically in 10 days. So we're busy. We're trying to get out and talk to as many people as possible across the state.
And your purpose is what?
Purpose is to do a lot of listening. Ultimately, the South Dakota Arts Council, along with Art South Dakota, we will be working on a 3-year strategic plan that will be executed starting next year. And so we want to learn what the needs are, how the arts are playing a role in each community, what areas that we can serve, how can we help. How can we play a role as a service organization? Certainly the Arts Council is the primary funder of the arts in South Dakota. And so they're learning how to best use the funds that they receive from the state and from the NEA to support the arts community across the state.
And what are some of the things that you're learning so far?
Well, I think we're learning that, that the arts in each of these towns play a vital role. They have a strong support group, a very close-knit network. But there's some people missing. I think we want to try to expand our audience. There's folks that are missing at the table. One of the things we're learning is that, in some communities, the arts leaders are very integrated and play a key role in city planning and economic development. They work with the CVBs and the city councils. And other communities, they don't. So how can we make those connections? Certainly we're learning that that artists need more opportunities to sell their wares, to perform, their talents. And so that will always be a struggle. But I think in South Dakota, with the distance factor, we're a very spread out state, small population. How can we connect communities more? How can we create some connective tissue, some infrastructure between some of our towns that are very isolated? But we're also learning, Kara, that some great things are happening. I mean, things I've heard about, but maybe just didn't know as much about. One of those up in Eagle Butte, the Cheyenne River Youth Project. Many people have heard about that organization. Mm-hmm. And one of the events they do is the Red Can Graffiti Jam. I think this will be year 3 of that project. And we had an opportunity on Monday to tour Eagle Butte and to see all the amazing graffiti artworks that are on buildings throughout town. And it's just neat to see how that community has embraced that art form. Artists, graffiti artists from across the world, frankly. I mean, they get people from other countries that have come in to participate. It's a real destination for about a week in the middle of the summer. Those are some things that are happening that I think a lot of South Dakotans probably don't know about. We should all go up there and check it out because it's a pretty cool deal.
Tell me a little bit about the role the arts play in economic development and in just attracting businesses to communities as well.
Well, there's several things. I mean, this could be a much longer discussion, but certainly one of the things we've learned, and this is a national observation, but it definitely holds true in South Dakota. The arts bring jobs to communities, not just art jobs, creative industry jobs, but people want to move to communities that are creative, that have the arts. And so when it comes to employee recruitment and job retention, having a strong arts culture is very important. I remember that when I worked at the Pavilion way back when it first opened, I was on the staff of the Washington Pavilion, and we'd have, when companies would be bringing recruits to town for new positions, they'd bring them to the Pavilion because they wanted to show people that, hey, here in Sioux Falls, we have this beautiful arts facility that you can enjoy when you're part of our community. So it's definitely an attraction for companies and for employees, for frankly making a better community, right, for making a place feel like home. So that's very important. It also, you know, you look at, we don't even have to look at statistics. We can just look at a place, again, you know, that I'm familiar with, like downtown Sioux Falls. Look what happened when the Washington Pavilion was built. Mm-hmm. And look what happened when Sculpture Walk went in. A lot more people spent time downtown. So, you know, it's attracting people downtown that not only go to these events, but they're eating dinner, they're staying overnight, they're obviously buying tickets to the events. But then they're doing some shopping, you know, and strolling around town and taking part in other opportunities within our community. But it's fueled by that desire to go and experience an art event.
And then does this have an does this attraction, like for a Sioux Falls and a Washington Pavilion or in Rapid City with the Doll? I mean, these attractions, do they then take away from some of the rural communities and artists would prefer to go to the bigger communities as well? Are we seeing that kind of art shift happening in South Dakota?
No, I don't think so at all. I think, you know, rising tides rise all boats, right? That phrase. I think a healthy and vibrant arts community that I think starts oftentimes in the more metropolitan areas just reverberates throughout our state. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing that Cheyenne River Youth Project's a great example of that's a very recent development, and they're doing great things. Another thing you can think about is, when's the last time you made a trip halfway across the state just to visit a rest area? I mean, I was thinking about that today. I've never done that. I've never heard of anybody doing that. But, you know, since Dignity, the Dale Lamphere statue was unveiled last fall, I've heard more people say, yeah, I made a trip to Chamberlain, to that rest area, just to see that statue. So, I mean, that gives you a sense of how the arts can draw people into communities, whether they're small towns like Eagle Butte, large communities like Sioux Falls or Rapid City, or rest areas along the interstate, you know? So, I mean, I think it is equal opportunity. I don't think we're really stealing from one to fuel the other.
All right, Jim Spears, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on In the Moment today and being a part of this conversation, and I know we'll have you back on to continue it.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.